And just a name and title from you, please.
Okay, my name is Roger Paskin, and I'm Chief Veterinary Officer.
Roger, first of all, can you tell us much about the stock losses in the Adelaide Hills?
Lauren, I wish I could. At this point in time, we don't have enough information to go on. As of yesterday morning, there were just over 200 properties affected, and that's probably escalated quite a bit since yesterday. We've only just been given access to the fire ground now, so we've got two teams moving in there immediately and another two this afternoon. So in a few days, we'll have a better picture of what the losses are.
Are there usually large numbers of horses and cattle and other livestock in that area? I mean, we've heard estimates of, you know, up to 20,000 sheep, for example.
No, that's probably awfully exaggerated. There are, in the most westernmost part of the fire ground, there's probably not many livestock at all. There are definitely going to be a few more in the eastern reaches of the fire ground. We've got rough figures in the number into the thousands, but the problem is the way that those figures are recorded. Many property owners have got pieces of property inside the fire ground as well as outside. So we've got livestock literally from all over the state that are somehow linked to the fire ground, but probably not even walking there. So at this point in time, any estimates of numbers of livestock are pure speculation.
So what advice are you providing to affected landholders at the moment?
The welfare of livestock is, in the first instance, the responsibility of the owner. So we do suggest to them that they need to make an initial assessment on their livestock and see whether they need treatment or not, and if so, to call a veterinarian. If they feel that the numbers of livestock are overwhelming or they're not quite sure where to go, how to proceed, we do provide assistance actively, and we will send teams out to evaluate their livestock, assist them with that, and if necessary to euthanize livestock that are too badly burnt to recover. So we do have teams of people willing to do that, and if you like, I'll give you our phone number that owners can call.
Please do.
Our telephone number for our stock assessment is 8207 7847. I'll repeat that, 8207 7847, and we have people available who will be able to give assistance and if necessary go onto the properties and assist with euthanasia or advice about treatment.
And that's a really important point, because this can be an extremely difficult process for farmers that may have had significant stock losses, isn't it?
Exactly. This can be really overwhelming for them, and we're willing to take on the responsibility of giving them assistance that they need. It's going to be very difficult for them, I think, at a time like this to really think in detail about what needs to happen. It's probably better to have a set of external eyes to give them assistance, and we'll be willing to provide that.
So some landholders as well might be looking at stock and thinking, oh, I don't think there's much hope. But can livestock sometimes survive better than people are expecting?
Yes, that is certainly true. We had experience with last year's bushfires that a number of livestock in a few instances that owners thought were never going to pull through were actually able to pull through with proper veterinary treatment. So if we can give owners the right advice, then they can get their veterinarians to give them the right medicines, etc. And very often, animals that you think won't make it will pull through quite happily. So there is a lot to be gained from talking to someone who has professional background in this area.
And just finally, it's still early days in terms of this fire. It's not even controlled. Will PIRZA be around for quite a bit of time yet to provide assistance?
Yes, we'll be here for the long run. We've set up an emergency response centre here at our Glenside offices, and we're looking to man that for a few weeks. So we're going to be around for a while.
Roger, thank you for talking to us.
Thank you, Lauren.